great future. We're talking real money.
Welcome to the Talking Real Money Daily Podcast. Don McDonald here with some good news. We, Tom and I, the hosts of Talking Real Money, the weekly radio show and podcast, are pleased to announce that we will actually be doing a live Saturday show for the next two Saturdays, the 5th and the 12th of October. Hooray. So we'll have some podcasts. We'll have more podcasts for you in the next couple of weeks. I know that's exciting. For those of you who like the podcast. For those of you who hate it, I'm sorry. I'm the bearer of bad news. And remember, you can call us live during the show on Saturdays if you want to talk to us directly at 855-935-TALK. Just make sure you call between 3 and 5 Eastern Time, noon and 2 Pacific Time. Actually, on this coming Saturday, I think we're doing 3 to 5:30 Eastern Time. So, even better. So, you can call us there, or you can just call anytime with your questions and leave them on our electronic service, and we'll put them in the podcast. 855-935-TALK, or send your stuff through the Talking Real Money website, which is talkingrealmoney.com, and we'll use those things on the air, like this one that we recently got. I recently heard a statement on a podcast that I thought you might get a kick out of. The title of the Freakonomics radio podcast, episode 388-9319, is, quote, "The Economics of Sports Gambling." The guest is a Dr. Victor Matheson, an economics professor at Holy Cross. Well, I went and listened to it. It's a statement he makes about stocks, and I'm going to play that for you. He was asked by the host, they're talking about sports gambling, and the host goes, "Is the stock market, in your view, a form of gambling?"
Absolutely. There is no question about it. One of the funny stories I tell my students is if you look at jersey sponsorships in the UK for the EPL, it turns out that 11 of the 20 teams have a gambling company as a jersey sponsor. And it's actually 12 out of 20 if you count Forex, which is a investment firm betting on foreign exchange. And I would count that.
Now, thanks to Tom, I now know what the reference to EPL is, the English Premier League of the British football, and talking about gambling and Forex. Forex is a market for foreign exchange betting. Yeah, so it is betting. But stocks, betting, this is where there is a great deal of confusion. Betting on the stock market can be done. You can bet on stock futures contracts or options or, you know, any, there are all kinds of betting vehicles. You can trade the market, jumping in and out. Those are gambling activities. But the investing in a globally diversified portfolio of stocks is not playing the stock market. It isn't even betting on the stock market. It isn't timing the stock market. It's just owning the global economy. And that's where the confusion comes in. Now, just to give the good doctor credit where credit's due, he did say this.
"The difference is this, is that historically, yeah, there's no doubt that betting on the stock market is purely gambling. That being said, it's a gamble that in the long run pays a positive net return. Gambling on sports has a negative expected return."
Which is partially true. Of course, gambling on sports has a negative expected return, as does all gambling. The house must win more than you win in order to make it profitable for the house. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. But his saying that the stock market, betting on the stock market, pays a positive net return is, again, it's this confusion we have about investing. investing is different than gambling, and we need to differentiate. You don't bet on the stock market. You gamble when you buy individual stocks. You gamble when you try to predict when the market's going to go up or down. You gamble when you try to predict a particular future. However, your gamble on investing in the economy of the planet isn't really a gamble, because there is only a tiny little chance that you could lose. And if you do lose, you're not going to care about money, because to lose the value of every stock, or pretty much every stock traded on the planet, the economy of the world has to be totally destroyed. I keep saying this over and over again. That's the only gambling type loss that you take with the stock market. That's it. Playing stocks, bad. Timing stocks, bad. Buying individual stocks, bad. Because in all of those scenarios, there's a decent chance you're going to fail. That's gambling. Buying the economy, there's very little chance you'll fail. And if you do, you won't care about money. Make sense? Okay. We've got to change the way we think about equity investing. It's a different world than you were brought up to believe it to be. It's not about gambling. There is no gambling in real investing. That's why we use the word real. I couldn't think of another way to differentiate it. It is real investing. It is not gambling. If you cannot lose all of your money permanently, except in the most extreme conditions, then it's not gambling. 855-935-TALK. That's the phone number to call here anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And again, please do call on Saturday if you'd like to talk with us live from 3 to 5 Eastern, 3 to 5:30 Eastern, 1 to 2:30 Pacific time. Tell your friends about the podcast. Please, oh, please, oh, please. And subscribe to it, particularly on Apple Podcasts. I still don't know why we're not higher up in the rankings on Apple Podcasts when all of these horrible ripoff programs are. And the only people who can help us do that are you people. Because, I mean, yeah, we could go out and buy a lot of advertising, but we're not going to do that. That would just be silly. We need your help to make this happen. Word of mouth actually works. Subscribing to the podcast actually works. So please, that's the only thing we really ask of you, is that you do those things. And check us out at talkingrealmoney.com. Well, going to sneak out of here for now. Be back with another podcast later this week. Take good care. Thanks for listening. I'm Don McDonald.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.